This is Scott McCulloch for Now News and Events. Concordia President Alan Shepard delivered a mix of upbeat messages to more than 60 alumni at Toronto's York Club on October 17. Shepard was in Canada's largest city for a networking cocktail organized by Concordia's Advancement and Alumni Relations. It was there where he called the university's alumni lifelong partners in the advancement of society.
Once you graduate from a university, you are inevitably stuck with us and we're stuck with you. That is to say, we are lifelong partners working together for the betterment of society, whatever professions you've ended up in. But we're also working together to make sure that the next generation of Concordia students have a great experience while they're on campus. And once they are graduates too, that their diplomas mean as much as yours do.
Shepard emphasized his aspirations for the rising value of a Concordia degree.
If someone says, I graduated from Harvard, I can tell you that opens doors. And what I hope for from Concordia graduates is that the Concordia name also opens doors for you. It helps students get jobs when they finish their educations with us. It helps people get promotions at work. It helps give them professional respect. And above all, it helps give them opportunities as they move forward in their careers.
The president wove in other related themes, including what he calls his deep commitment to burnishing Concordia's reputation.
The university's reputation matters deeply, and this is back to the net asset value. It not only matters deeply to those of us who work there and study there, but it matters to you. It matters to the alumni of the university, and this is something that is very foremost in my mind, is how to protect and enhance the reputation of the Concordia experience.
Shepard drew attention to Concordia's international students and multiculturalism, attributes he called powerful.
We're also preparing students for a global world. So the fact that we have students from more than 150 countries, the fact that our students often speak two and even three languages, that they come from all the religious traditions of the world and we all get along together, that we're working together harmoniously, that's incredibly powerful for the next generation.
Looking back to 1974 and Concordia's origins, the president extolled the virtues of the university's founding institutions, likening them to DNA strands.
The truth is, we're both old and young, and the DNA of the place is very distinctive. There's nothing else quite like it that I know of in Canada, or really even the US. You have two strands of DNA coming together, the Sir George Williams Knight School tradition, and access to education for people who historically might have not had the opportunity. And you have the really distinguished Jesuit tradition that goes back to the 16th century. When I first got to Concordia, I couldn't figure out why did people put them together. And I've had very interesting conversations about why that happened. And it's a long and complicated story as far as I can tell. But the way I've made sense of it is to say that the Jesuit tradition is in some ways the religious version of the Sir George Williams tradition. The Jesuits are not inward-looking people. They are outward-looking people. They are people who serve the poor. They are people who serve society. They go out into the streets to make the world a better place. And if you think about it that way, those traditions, two traditions, actually do belong together. They do twine together.
And finally, Shepard called Concordia a thriving university, an institution he says is suited to modern students in urban settings.
This is the time for urban universities. Students want to go into university in urban communities. Increasingly, Canadians live in urban areas, and overall, people want the kind of urban experience that we're able to offer.